Now, the House of Commons has backed a new wave of welfare cuts. The changes include lowering the benefit cap to 20,000 outside London. What does that mean? It means households will not be able to claim more than 20 grand a year in benefits. Is that fair? There'll be some of you out working who don't get 20 grand a year in pay after tax. Stormont still can't agree on the previous wave of welfare reforms. Can't agree, for example, on whether the benefit cap here should be £26,000 a year. Meanwhile, they're storming ahead across the water. It's down to 20 grand. The DUP MP, Sammy Wilson, last night told the House of Commons the latest wave of cuts probably spells the end of the Northern Ireland Assembly. Well, let's see what Sinn Féin say about this this morning, if they come on, and indeed the DUP. The commentator and blogger David Vance is with us today. The trade unionist Bumper Graham with us as well. Bumper, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
How's Bumper World this morning?
Bumper World is not a good place to be in after hearing Ian Duncan Smith last night having a further assault on the poor, the sick and those in poverty.
So £20,000 a year of income. Net of tax, no tax deduction whatsoever, isn't enough in Northern Ireland.
It is a very crude, unscientific way of assessing how people need money to support them, their children and their family and those that are ill. What we need is a progressive system of Social Security where people receive benefits based on their need and not just arbitrary figures designed to slash the benefits budget.
But you know the argument well, Bumper. There will be people listening to this programme on their way to work this morning.
Yes, and I think to
earn less than 20 grand a year.
I mean, the headlines are obviously in and around the application of the cap. But what Ian Douglas-Smith did last night was to attack many more people who are in work and who are dependent upon benefits such as tax credits. And what this government is doing is saying, on the one hand, they want to put people into work, but then when people get into work, making it even harder for them to earn a standard of living that will keep them and their families out of poverty.
David?
Well, you asked how things were in Bumper World. I think Bumper World should relocate itself to Athens, because Greece seems to have the kind of economic system more compatible with what we've just heard. The fact of the matter is, Stephen, that the benefit bill in Northern Ireland, the amount we spend, keeps rising. If we look at it in the most recent year, it's just under 5.6 billion. It's gone up by 3% in the past year. It rises every year. So when we hear, you know, trade union people such as Bumper and the likes of Sinn Féin, SDLP, whine on about the savage cuts, the fact of the matter is, there have been no salvage cuts whatsoever.
£33 billion of cuts in the last Parliament and this Parliament. I think in anybody's language, £33 billion is salvage, and particularly when it's aimed at the poor and the sick and the ill in Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK.
And the difficulty
we haven't seen £33 billion of cuts against your rich Tory friends. So put £33 billion into the pockets of the richest.
So if we can get away from the personal abuse for once, Bumper, that would be good. And I'll stick to the facts, unlike you.
Well, no, the facts are £33 billion of welfare corruption.
I think we need to let him finish.
The favourite method of the trade unionists, just to interrupt. The fact of the matter is, and it's in the figures from the Assembly, for example, the disability living allowance part of our welfare bill has grown by 3.6 over the past year. It's gone up by 22% since 2010. If you take the employment and support allowance, that went up in the past year, during which we had all this savage austerity, by 39%. And that's my point, Stephen. The facts, rather than the rhetoric, do not back up anything that Bumper says.
We need to find out what they're going to do.
In Northern Ireland, we face the genuine problem that we have an executive which refuses to face into the reality. You heard it at the top of the news there from Margaret Ritchie saying she objects to the fact that there's going to be a new lower cap. But the fact of the matter is, there was an election in May. The Conservatives won. They're in power, and it's going to happen. And if the executive don't deal with it, then, as I point out in an article in today's Telegraph, Northern Ireland is truly in danger of becoming the Athens of the North.
Well, the election in May did not have support from the people of Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. It was a gerrymandered election based on the Tories getting elected with less than 26% of the vote.
More than Labour did in 1997 and in 2005, Bumper.
The fact of the matter is that they have been elected with less, or approximately a quarter of the electorate. And what they're now doing is what the Tories always do. They're going out and they're supporting the top 10% in society and giving the other 90% of society the ritual kicking that the Tories always do to working people.
They've got a choice in Stormont, don't they? Because they can offer to pay for this from the rest of the budget and to offset some of the benefit cuts. Now, that would mean cuts elsewhere, but the local political parties here have decisions to make. It'll be really interesting.
You're right, Stephen, because I heard Sammy Wilson on Radio Ulster this morning saying, you know, if they weren't to do it in Northern Ireland, it would cost $400 million. Well, they were prepared in the DUP and other parties in the executive to hand £400 million to big business by slashing corporation tax. Why not hand £400 million to the people in greatest need in Northern Ireland rather than big business?
Well, I wonder, can we agree, Stephen, on then one central premise, and that is that the welfare amount spent in Northern Ireland has risen every year for the past 5 years. And if someone could then explain to me how that constitutes...
Well, of course it goes up. Inflation means it's going to...
I would like to understand how.
Of course it's going to go up. Inflation would ensure it's going to go up every year.
Well, inflation in the last year, Stephen, was under 1%. The bill here went up by 3.2%. Explain.
No, the figures that are taken, and Stephen's right, the benefits go up in line with the inflation figures in the preceding September. And over this last 2 or 3 years, that's been in around the 2.1 to 2.5%.
That explains why DLA has gone up by 22%, does it, Bumper? That's interesting.
Well, the fact of the matter is that...
NYS has gone up by 39%.
This is such important stuff, what we're going to do in Northern Ireland, because you've got Sammy Wilson saying that this probably spells the end of the Northern Ireland Assembly. Now,
he's right.
Imagine someone on the front bench across the water of the Conservative Party, for example, saying that this probably spells the end of their administration as they knew it over there. There would be bedlam. And here you have a leading member of the DUP saying it's essentially lights out
for the
Northern Ireland Assembly.
Yes, but the reason for that's very simple. In the UK, there's a government in place which actually has made the necessary cuts to welfareism, whereas in Northern Ireland, the party which Sammy Wilson belongs to finds itself unable to.
Well, we're hoping to hear from him this morning.
The requisite cuts.
We're hoping to hear from Mr. Wilson this morning. The Duppers are letting us know if we're getting them at 9:30 today. Joe in Belfast. Morning to you, Joe.
How's it going, Stephen?
Good morning.
Morning. Stephen, I'm gobsmacked. I'm sitting listening to that. At the end of the day, I'm a working class man. I'm all for the working class people. I've worked since I was 15. Been lucky enough, never been out of work. But I've never, ever earned 20 grand in 1 year of my life.
Yeah.
Now, if I was able to get an extra 5 or 6 grand on what I'm getting now on benefits, I wouldn't be working.
What do you do?
I'll tell you. I'm a builder.
Yes, and like so many people in Northern Ireland, Stephen.
But on top of that, on top of that, there's people getting 20 grand in benefits. How can people say that they're poor on 20 grand a year on benefits?
If that's
the case, then I'm also poor.
And there's no tax, of course, to be taken out of that.
There's no tax on that as well. But now, the thing is, this is what my thinking is behind it. The government have said that you can earn a certain amount a year before you will pay tax. Is it, 11 grand?
They've just put it up, actually. The figure is, but they've just put it up.
10,000.
Well, see, whatever the figure is, that's what people should be getting paid on benefits. People should not be getting paid on benefits more than what I'm working 50, 60 hours a week for peanuts, and there's people out there getting 20 grand a year. I understand there's people that are in need of it, like the disabled people on DLA. Yes, by all means, but there's people I know I can count one hand the amount of people I know that are on benefits and have been since they've left school and they've never worked a day in their life and there's nothing wrong with them.
That's exactly the problem we have in Northern Ireland.
You're maybe listening, Joe, to people like David Vance too much, because you make the mistake of presuming that for someone on benefits, they're not working. There are some people out working hard
on
benefits.
I understand that there's people out there that are working and on benefits at the same time because that's what they need. But the point that I'm making is the 20 grand is too much. Why would I go out and work a 50-hour week, 15 grand a year, 16 grand a year, when I can earn 20 grand a year, tax-free, sitting in the house, doing nothing?
That's the point. And therein lies our problem. The average salary in Northern Ireland, once you've taken tax out of it, is below the 20 grand cap. So even the most dim-witted can understand that encourages a culture of not going out to work. And we want to see people out working. And that gentleman just made my point.
Well, what you want, David Vance, is people out working, as the caller is, on poverty wages, supporting the rich getting richer and ordinary working people, whether they be in work or out of work, being attacked.
Do you think you're on poverty wages, Joe?
Was that the way you said?
Yeah, yes.
Well, Stephen, see, to be honest with me, the industry that I'm working in, you have your good times and your bad times. So one week I'll have a good wage, next week I'll have a bad wage. That's part and parcel of the job. But I would say if somebody is getting 20 grand a year on benefits and they're deemed poor, well then I must be ultra poor then if I'm on 15 grand a year.
Don't forget there are people here in Northern Ireland in receipt of up to £60,000 a year in benefit. That's how bad and corrupted the system has become in Ireland.
That is typical David Vance nonsense, because
I detailed it in writing, Bumper, if you care to read.
And well, I wouldn't waste my time reading any of the rhetoric and nonsense you come out with. You are quite clearly out to demonise the poor, the sick and the unemployed.
No, you're out to shelter behind them to bolster your trade union rhetoric, which is not based in fact.
No, what we're about is trying to improve society, give people like Joe, who are working hard, a far better standard of living, give those who are out of work the opportunity to get into decent paid work.
I
can't get into work, to provide them with a fair system of social security support.
But I can understand both sides of the argument there. I can understand both sides of the argument, yes, but the bottom line is that even 20 grand a year is too much.
Correct.
It's too much, especially when there's nurses out there that aren't getting pay raises. There's nurses out there that are getting messed about with their wages. There's people out there working that aren't getting what they're supposed to be getting. But yet and all, somebody who is quite able to work but won't. I'm not saying about people on DLA or people that have disabilities or anything. I mean, that as I said, that's quite understandable. But there needs to be a cap, not 20 grand. No way 20 grand is too much.
But in Northern Ireland, it's not even 26 grand. That's the problem we have. The politicians at Stormont won't even countenance 26,000. So they're discriminating against you, Joe, and other people who go out and work hard, have perhaps a modest income, but at least they're working.
You see, this gets to the very heart of the fact that David Vance doesn't understand how you should apply Social Security. You can't do it on the basis of setting an arbitrary line, no matter where that line is set. You've got to do it on an assessment of need in terms of the number of people being supported in that family, the number of people who have got critical illnesses, number of people who have got disabilities, etc. It cannot just be set by saying, here is a magic figure and nobody gets above that.
Here's John in Belfast. Morning, John.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, if I was to place my son in care in an institution, it would cost up to £1,000 a week to keep him there. Instead, I'm paid £62.10 as a car. Now, how does David Funch say to that with his Tory friends?
It's a good question.
I'm saving the country upwards of probably £1 million a year.
That's a strange question. You're saving the country £1 million a year by putting your son into some form of institution, is that what you're saying?
No, by keeping my son with me, I am paid £62.10 a week. If I was to put my son into care, it would cost up to £1,000 a week, the home would charge.
But don't you want to keep your son with you?
No, you are on the people on benefits scrounging.
I'm saying that there are sections. I didn't say everyone. Please pay attention to what I said.
Well, you did, because you said everybody should be capped.
There's a section. I absolutely believe in the cap, and unfortunately for you,
that shows your ignorance and lack of understanding of people's needs, and the fact that you do not have one sympathetic sinew in your body.
Election bumper. You need to face into the fact we've moved on.
If you believe
the trade union's view, represented by Labour, was rejected. So the Conservative government.
NPSA does not have any connection with any political party whatsoever.
Labour to the core bumper, apart from when Labour isn't left-wing enough for you. But it doesn't matter, because you have a Conservative government, there is a cap, it's being reduced under law,
and you're prepared to treat people...
rightly pointed out, Stormont has the opportunity...
You're prepared to treat people like the caller, who's doing his best to keep his family together and support a severely disabled son. You're prepared to put that person further into poverty.
Well, you don't
support,
already do
to support your friends in big business
operates.
And give corporate welfare handouts.
You see, again, the corporate stuff bumper, the hollow rhetoric of the clapped-out trade union dinosaur doesn't work.
Well, the top rate of corporation tax, George Osborne said in his last statement, he said that the top rate of corporation tax would be cut again.
And that's how you encourage to get more people into work through business growing, Stephen. That's basic economics, and if you don't understand that, you've been listening to Bumper Graham too much.
David, if you're saying that there's a proportion of benefit claimants who are swinging the lead...
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? What type of people are you talking about?
You don't expect me to obviously name
names. No, I'm not expecting you to name names, but what type of people are you talking about?
Let's take an area. Let's take, West Belfast. 20% of the population there is in DLA. That's the highest percentage in the UK.
Now, don't be starting to label a whole part of Belfast.
Stephen, I said 20% in West Belfast are in DLA.
And how much of that in your detailed research is legitimate?
I don't know.
Well, then stop casting aspersions. Then stop casting aspersions over West Belfast.
Sorry, Stephen. 20% is way outside the statistical norm. And when you've got a deviance like that, you have to try to understand why. I'm suggesting to you that there is a subsection of society who have decided that rather than go out to work, they found a much easier way to get income, and that is to use the benefit system.
So you're suggesting West Belfast is swinging the lead?
Oh, I'm not just saying, by no means, not just West Belfast, Stephen. I think there's documentation of other parts of Northern Ireland where similarly, strangely high percentage of claims come in. For example, the North West. For example, Londonderry. For example, Strabane. For example, in Newry. All documented, Stephen, not by me. And if you wanted to provide the details, I'm happy to come back on and do so. But that's the facts. So, do we deal with the facts?
All documented with the fact that those are economic black spots that have lacked any serious employment initiatives over this last 40 or 50 years, where there is endemic poverty that has been ongoing for years. And you
but
do not tackle...
Listen, Bumper, how do you... Bumper, employment in Northern Ireland has gone up by 53,000. Can you explain to me how does that relate to your fantasy of the fact it's an economic wasteland?
And your great support for Ian Duncan Smith is that those people, those 53,000, the very vast majority of those will also be attacked by what happened last night, because the working poor are going to be hit further by the welfare reform programme, by further cuts in tax credits
and
other passport
benefits. Reason we're talking about this morning, just to remind you all, the House of Commons has essentially backed a new wave of welfare cuts, right? And it means that the benefit cap will be lowered outside London to £20,000, and it leaves the Northern Ireland Assembly here with a decision to make. Do they match it? Do they lower the benefit cap here? Because if they don't, and if they keep it higher, then that money has to come from somewhere else.
That's right.
Then they've got to pay for that to offset the difference between here and across the water. It's called parity, right? And once you break from parity, then we've got to pay for that break in parity. We've got to pay for if we give better benefit terms to people here in Northern Ireland than across the water. Where would you take that money from? Would you take it from the health budget? Would you take it from the education budget? Would you take it from the roads? Or would you lower the benefits for people in this country, just like what's happening across the water? And this is a key decision for the politicians in this country to make.